We are with a landing party from Moonbase Alpha as the group explores a small asteroid somewhere in the outer reaches of the galaxy. They gaze intently at a strange rock formation looming up ahead as Commander John Koenig speaks.
Baxter, all set?
Charges in position, Commander.
Okay, keep down, everyone. Blow it!
Look, a metal door hidden in the side of the rock.
You were right, Victor. Somebody was or is on this asteroid. What do you make of these symbols on the door?
Let me take a closer look. Put a light on it. Now, let's see.
The door's opening. The light must have activated a hidden mechanism.
Some kind of tunnel inside.
Yeah. Let's go in. Follow me.
Another door up ahead.
And those symbols again. Throw a light on it and see what happens.
Didn't work this time.
Stand back. I'm going to fire my laser at it. It was booby-trapped. Anybody hurt? Victor? Carter, you okay?
Okay, Commander. But Baxter here was a bit shook up. His eyes seemed to...
Just a little dizziness. I'll be okay.
Look! A room carved out of solid rock.
Very interesting.
Victor, those pictures on the walls.
Pictures of horror, terror, torture.
Positively psychopathic.
Commander, quick, over here.
A humanoid, unconscious.
The blast really got him. Those wounds on his face and body, he can't possibly survive in that condition.
Wait a minute. He's still breathing, Victor. There's a chance to save him. Let's bandage him up and get him back to Alpha. Fast.
A few hours later in the medical center, Dr. Helena Russell is removing the blood-soaked bandages from the alien's face.
John, his face. It's unmarked.
3 hours ago, his face was an unrecognizable mess. If I believed in miracles, I'd say this was one for sure.
I'm going to do some computer analyses of these blood stains and skin fragments on the bandages. Now, let's see what we've got.
Cell growth rate of damaged tissue, 100 times human rate. Cell growth rate of normal tissue, 0. Cell decay rate of normal tissue, 0.
Helena, do those figures mean what I think they mean?
They mean this man could live on indefinitely. Theoretically, at least, he's immortal.
Immortal? A man of his size? He could be dangerous. Paul?
Main mission here.
Paul, I want a 24-hour security watch on the alien in medical center. No one is to approach him at any time.
Okay, Commander.
Helena, I want a report on any change in his condition. I'll be in main mission.
As Dr. Russell tends to other patients in another area, leaving two security men guarding the door, the alien's eyes snap open. He gets up, looks about, walks to the door, opens it, and starts walking past the security guards as though they weren't there.
Hey, you can't leave here.
Look at the size of him.
They attempt to stop him, but he picks them up as though they were rag dolls and slams them to the floor. Striding past their unconscious bodies, he disappears down the corridor. One of the guards regains consciousness and calls main mission.
Commander, the alien is loose on Alpha. Repeat, the alien is loose on Alpha. He's a giant, incredibly strong and dangerous.
Paul, send out red alert. Kano, computer scan. We must locate him.
Got him, Commander. Assembly Area D.
Security, all guards to Assembly Area D. Carter, follow me.
There he is, Commander.
He's already knocked out half our men. Use your laser.
Are we fed?
Let's both fire at once. Now.
Bounces right off him.
Wait. Please, I must talk to you.
Hold your fire and stand back, everyone. Okay, let's talk. I am John Koenig, commander of Moonbase Alpha. Who are you?
My name is Baylor, citizen of the planet Progron.
Why did you attack my men?
It was your guards who attacked me. I was only defending myself.
Yes, perhaps you're right. And I apologize for our actions. Tell us about yourself. How did you recover from your wounds so fast, and why didn't our lasers affect you?
I am a scientist. I discovered how to eliminate the aging process from living tissue. My body is therefore indestructible, immortal.
Immortal?
Exactly. And I gave the gift of immortality to the people of Progron. Disease, envy, greed, strife, all were eliminated.
But we found you imprisoned on an asteroid. What happened?
Without anything to strive for, our people became apathetic, corrupt. Our civilization began to decay, and I was held responsible.
You? Why?
To eliminate death is to eliminate life. Because I took away that which gives life meaning, they imprisoned me and left me to suffer eternal solitude for my crime. That was 1,000 years ago.
1,000 years? And you are...
Yes, I am over 1,000 years old. Most of them spent in that living tomb on the asteroid. Now, I belong nowhere and to no one, but thanks to you, I have a second chance. All I ask is sanctuary.
You're welcome to stay with us. Paul, show Balor to the guest quarters.
Thank you.
Later, in Commander Koenig's office.
What do you think, Victor?
I'm inclined to believe him.
I believe him, too.
Well, I gave Connor orders to have computer keep a check on his movements, just in case.
Just in case?
Yeah. The thing that bothers me is those pictures of horror and terror and torture. They have nothing to do with what he told us.
He was on that asteroid a long time. Maybe he did them himself.
Or maybe they were put there to remind him of something. Something he hasn't told us about.
Commander, computer reports that Balor has just entered Mike Baxter's quarters.
Thanks, Connor. Mike Baxter.
The only one injured on the asteroid, grounded because of eye damage.
What does Balor want with him? I'm going down there myself. Mike, where's Balor? We got a report that he was here, but he's not. What did he...
But before he can finish his sentence, Koenig is viciously attacked and knocked unconscious by Baxter, raving mad, eyes staring wildly, gone completely berserk. Standing above the blood-soaked Koenig, he is about to strike a final death blow when he suddenly screams, clutches his head, collapses, and dies. A look of indescribable pain on his face. Later, in main mission.
Baxter nearly killed me. There's blood all over my clothes. But look at me.
Not a mark on you.
And the expression on Baxter's face. Where have we seen that before?
The pictures on the asteroid. Helena, has computer completed the autopsy report?
Yes. Here it is.
Subject, Michael Baxter. Life functions terminated. Cause of death, rapidly mutating brain cells, stimulating brain growth beyond human capacity.
Rapid cell growth causing Baxter's death. Rapid cell rejuvenation causing my wounds to heal. The look of terror on Baxter's face. It all points to one man.
Quite right, Commander.
Balor, why are you doing these things? What is the motivation behind it all?
Very simple, Commander. For pleasure. My pleasure.
Pleasure? Out of pain? Then those pictures on the asteroid. They were put there to remind you of what you did to your own people.
Right again, Commander. But 1,000 years of reflection have made me remember my crimes with pleasure. When you released me, you found me hungry for pain.
Careful, John. He's a psychopath.
What do you want with me? With Alpha?
Oh, I have plans, Commander. But things will remain as they are for now with just one change. You will take your orders from me.
No way.
Then you will see the consequences of your refusal. And I shall have pleasure as never before.
We'll stop you somehow.
How? You can't kill me. I'm indestructible.
Within minutes, reports of death and destruction pour in the main mission.
Section C, communications hardware wrecked.
Research calling main mission. Laboratory equipment smashed.
Commander, medical here. Orderly Marissa Wells has been murdered.
To stop him, John.
Yes, but how?
I've got an idea. Paul, where is Balor now?
Last report, vicinity of Area B.
Call all our people out of there and seal off the area.
All personnel, evacuate Area 2. All personnel, evacuate Area 2.
What's your plan, John?
I'm going down there and face him myself. Lure him into Airlock B and... Paul, when I give you the signal, you know what to do.
Yes, sir.
But, John, he'll tear you apart.
Maybe, but there's no other way.
Within minutes, Commander Koenig is making his way carefully through Area B, knowing that Balor is following, not far behind. Reaching the last door down the corridor, he pulls down the sign over it, a sign reading Airlock B, and hides it. Moving just inside the open door, he takes out his comm lock.
Ready here, Paul.
Check, Commander.
Here he comes. Stand by. Balor!
Ah! There you are, Koenig. Ready to take orders?
Take orders? No way. I'm gonna take you.
With that pea shooter. Oh, it's going to be a pleasure to take you apart, piece by piece.
and Baylor lunges at Koenig, now standing inside the airlock. But Koenig jumps aside, and Baylor stumbles past him, losing his balance momentarily. In that moment, Koenig races through the door and closes it behind him, leaving Baylor locked inside the airlock.
Now, Paul!
Morrow presses a button. The outside door of the airlock opens, and there is a great rush of air as Baylor is drawn out into the vacuum of space and the end of his immortality. A little while later in Main Mission, Professor Bergman is standing in front of the computer as Koenig approaches.
Gunn, remember the program symbols on the door to Baylor's prison on the asteroid?
Yes, Victor. What about them?
I asked computer to analyze the photographs we took of them. Kano, let's hear the results.
Danger. Psychopath. Within.
Now you tell me.